Okay.
Car rides are fun. Lunchtime, whoop whoop. Gonna have lunch with my people.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't you say something? I was here smacking out my gum. Oh. I thought you were talking to yourself.
No, crazy.
Oh.
Anyway, how are you feeling today? How's your day going?
Well, the fact that I have not shit my pants today is a winner.
What's the deal with your stomach?
I don't know. So, on Saturday I ate Chili's. I ate some ribs. And, okay.
Why the fuck are you going to Chili's?
Because I like it there.
You like Chili's? That's why your fucking stomach's fucked up.
I've never had a fucked up stomach on Chili's, thank you.
That's fucking microwave food. You could do that yourself.
I'm sorry. I'm not killing a pig and roasting the ribs. I wanted some ribs.
And you thought of Chili's?
It was the only thing that was open. It was like almost 10 o'clock at night. Who the hell eats ribs at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, okay. I'll let you use that as a pass, but...
I really did. And I usually get a hamburger, which, you know, how can you really go wrong with the burger? And they're pretty
good.
Fuck
up a hamburger.
But I was like, no. Stay on your gluten-free train. So,
I got
ribs. And at that, it was half a rack, and I shared the plate.
From fucking Chili's. That is hilarious.
So, I maybe ate two ribs and some fries. And, you know, I even thought to myself, maybe I shouldn't be doing this when I was doing it. And then, man, when I got home, that little gurgling started.
Ugh.
I said, oh God.
You got the funny tummy.
I did. I got the bubble guts.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And you're still hurting today? So you didn't poop yesterday?
Oh girl, I shit all night on Saturday. And then I had to hold it in, like, you know, have it hurt my stomach on Sunday when I was praising the Lord. That was not fun. And so then I felt
poop,
really sick.
Praising the Lord. You're thinking about shitting.
Exactly. I'm sitting there trying to keep it in.
And you still feel shitty today?
Was it unintended on that?
No.
Oh, okay. It would have been a punny one.
your stomach is still...
I do, but I also think that it's because... I mean, can this man go? What the hell? Why? Why do people do that? They're fidgeting with shit in your... If you don't know your fucking car, don't get in. Don't buy it.
I feel like he was fucking staring at us in his mirror. That's weird.
Was he? I thought he was poking at these buttons up here. Like,
I don't know.
You
know, I couldn't tell. It looked like he was adjusting the mirror to me.
Oh, maybe. Okay. We'll teach their own. What were we talking about?
Anyway, you still feeling like you have to shit today.
Well, but I really didn't eat that much yesterday. So I think part of the problem is that... I don't really have a whole lot in my stomach anymore. I waited until I got all of it out. Because, you know, there's only so much shitting you can do. How did this turn into a shit talk?
Because I asked you how your day was going. And you started talking about not shitting on yourself. So I just want to know why you're having a problem.
Well, I finally don't have this sensation. So I'm really glad about that.
Okay.
Because I almost shit my pants this morning when we walked in. And our dear coworker, who I did not expect to be there so early... When I thought it was you, and I'm like, hello, he's like, hey!
You almost sharted.
I almost sharted,
That's
for real.
That's crazy.
It would have been bad. I would have just turned around and just called it a Monday and not come back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, all because of fucking Chili's.
I know. I will never eat ribs there again. Yep. Shame on me for that.
That's your bad.
I know. I didn't think it was going to do me wrong. You did me wrong, Chili's. Did you real wrong?
I told them, don't fuck with Chili's, man.
Man, they cut me deep, Shrek. So, how was your weekend? What's up? Anything fun?
My weekend was good.
Other than going to a honky tonk.
Yeah,
festival.
It definitely was honky tonk. But when you go to other cities, like, they're good. Like, the taste of Chicago is fucking awesome. You know what I mean? And it's a lot. It was a lot. It's a lot bigger than that. So I didn't expect the country fest. I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, but you went to like the taste of a suburb. It wasn't.
Yeah,
the
taste of city. It's not really that suburby to me. But I guess I'm wrong. I guess, you know, some suburby is like Plano and Frisco. It's not that suburby.
It's definitely suburby.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that shit. But it was okay, so we tried a couple things, and we weren't impressed, and we both hate being hot as fuck. So, it got to a point where he was like, I want to get the fuck out of here.
Well, y'all aren't going to do shit in the summer because summer is
that freaking hot here. Exactly what he said. He was like, we're bitching and it's not even like all the way hot yet. Oh, I'm like, I know. I'm like, I thought it was going to help with no sun. He's like, no, it's just fucking hot here. He's like, it's just fucking hot in Texas, just period. I'm like, hot. Well, I wasn't hanging out last summer. Last summer I was like working home. Like I was just still trying to get settled in the city, but you know, and if I do something, it's indoors. I do indoor air conditioned shit.
Yeah, you can do that or make sure you're around water, which then you end up getting super drunk because you're drinking, you're in the sun, and that's basically how the summer would go. Because I mean, unless you're outside and in water, you're gonna roast.
Yeah, man, fuck that. I can't have the sweaty thigh deal. Like I had a little wind dress on and I was like, ugh, we can leave. We can go. I thought I was winning with the sun being down, but it's not. It's not going to happen. He's always okay. It's just a little sweat. Just sit in. I was like, no, I'm ready to get in the shower.
Well, you did it wrong.
Now.
You should have gone and not worn underwear.
What?
He needs some air conditioning up in there. Girl, just open your legs, air it out.
No, I don't like my thighs sweating.
And then, I understand. That's why you
kind of like... And then they touch, and then they're like rubbing your like sticky fucking skin. Ugh,
I hate it. No, that's why you stand kind of cute. You know how the white people do it? How you stand with your like foot out to the side a little bit?
You just open
it up, let some air in there.
I have an issue with not wearing panties. Why? I cannot wear panties. I can only not wear panties if I'm, like, you know, expecting sex. But I can't just go out on my daily, you know, shit and not wear panties. It makes me feel like a fucking whore.
Oh, my gosh. Not like you're opening it up and saying it's 7-Eleven. Come on up in here. I mean, because I know people who actually don't wear them in the summer or really ever.
Like, at all?
At all. And they love it. I can't. Now, I'm not going to do that if I'm wearing pants. That's off limits. I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna sit there and chafe my cooter.
Oh no, I'm just.
But if I'm wearing a dress, it's very freeing. You should try it.
I'll have to think about it. But I've never done it.
You probably would be less hot.
I've never.
Ooh, have you ever been to Torchy's?
It's good. No, there. I haven't.
It's good. I like it in there. Maybe not when I'm not feeling, you know, shitastic. Maybe we can go there, but not today.
Not today. That's cool. Now you learn your lesson not to fucking ribs from...
No ribs from Chili's. Fucking
Chili's.
That.
I'm sorry.
Do you think that's a good space right there?
Yeah, that's fine. Just pull up.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I've upgraded from Chili's a long time ago, man. You can't go backwards. You can't do it.
I like the burgers there. Ew. And I should have just stayed with the actual burger.
You know what? It always smells like dirty fucking dishwater in there to me. Like they're wiping down the tables with a dirty ass...
I've never had that experience. What I will say, and I did leave a bad comment, and I will say this, and it's probably going to, you know, I'm going to be judged. I was sitting there trying to have a conversation, and you clearly see I'm talking. Can I just tell you, it's okay to wait on tables, but if you see people talking, don't go interrupt them like 50,000 times. Just ask them, oh, you know, how's everything going? How's everything taste?
Yeah.
Bitch, does it look like it fucking tastes bad? Now I want to call her and say that shit was shitty because I fucking almost shit my pants.
Yeah, I don't get into it.
So I did leave a very not nice comment card. And I said, yeah, I did. I said, because I really feel, and they did read it because I got an email the next day. It said, we're sorry we let you down. I want to tell you, I'm sorry you made me shit my pants. I
don't
know.
That sounds like fucking automated. I don't think anybody sat there and fucking typed up an email.
Hey, how did they know that I wrote it, though? They read it.
Yeah, they read it.
They knew it wasn't good.
Yeah, they read it, but.
So.
But, you know.
I don't know. I just thought that they needed to know. I'm sorry if I spit on you.
No, you didn't. But I think the moral of the story is to upgrade from Chili's. That's what I think the moral of the story is.
I need to find some good ribs in Dallas. I really wanted some ribs.
Why don't you know?
I don't know, because I used to like Dickies and you made me not like it. I mean, I still like Dick. I don't like Dickies. You know? Okay, come on, let's go up in the Stargate. My yoga mat, my dress with no panties, and then today's
All right, sounds like a plan.